Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast with Rock Hard Wieners. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
Before we get started on weirdness, hey, Jeff, you shop online, don't you?
I shop online every day.
Hey, Dave, do you shop online?
Yeah, man.
Nah, he said no. You heard that?
He's a dummy.
Well, Dave, maybe if you have you heard of this Amazon thing? Yeah, it's like Walmart, but, you know, online. So you don't have to talk to an old person as you walk in. It's pretty great.
It's Walmart without that weird Subway smell at the front door.
And if you go to nearlycoherent.link/Amazon and shop like you usually would, Dave, like instead of, you know, being a weirdo and walking into a Walmart, you'll be sponsoring us. We'll get a percentage of that. Maybe you should do that, Dave. Maybe you should do that.
I'm definitely. I shop hard on Amazon.
And maybe you should do that, Mom, who shouldn't be listening to this. And if you are, you're not going to tell me about it because I said hard wieners like 12 times.
Yeah. Mom, also, I know the hard wiener part doesn't bother you so much, and I know that you've got Prime, so you should be shopping through there.
It's true. So just go to nearlycoherent.link/Amazon and do your shopping.
Give it to him one more time.
nearlycoherent.link/Amazon.
Do the right thing, folks.
Pay for our burritos. You pay Dave's salary. God knows I'm not.
You know what? Speaking of paying for things, we left off last week on a disheartening note, when you had no idea what a quesalupa is.
All right. So what the hell's a quesalupa?
A quesalupa is like the hot new item on Taco Bell's menu.
Oh.
It is. Do you know what a chalupa is?
I kind of have an idea. I don't really eat that much Taco Bell.
Oh, this is.
By which I mean I eat literally zero Taco
you
Bell.
You know Taco Bell.
I do not eat Taco Bell, but please tell me more.
All right. So I'm going to tell you more on our final show. But there is basically a quesalupa is. Well, it's a chalupa,
okay,
which is like a gordita but deep fried. Now,
okay.
You don't know what that is, but I'm sure most people do.
This
basically,
is like Inception, like but better.
Right. It's like a taco that's in a pita.
Okay.
Okay? So the case, the chalupa is a deep fried pita, which is fucking disgusting in theory. So then what the quesalupa is a deep fried quesadilla wrapped around the insides of a chalupa.
Wow.
Quesalupa.
That sounds like it would cause me nonstop diarrhea for years.
I got to tell you, it's a very polarizing item.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it
a polarizing item?
Big draw in like the crazy Taco Bell loving community? Like, is it causing a civil war
again? I think that's where the real split is. I spend a lot of time on the Taco Bell forums, and I got to tell you, people are like really, really torn about this.
What's your username on the Taco Bell forums?
I don't have a username. I don't want to divulge that kind of information.
It's Chalupa's people, number four, Life L-Y-F-E,
it's
isn't
not,
it?
It's Santa Fe Gordita Fan 1.
Okay.
Santa Fe Gordita, the absolute best item that Taco Bell's ever had. And honestly, Taco Bell, if you're listening, bring that shit back. You have everything else on the menu. You just need that corn sauce and some black beans. I don't get what the fucking problem is. So, anyway, very polarizing item on there. People either love it or hate it. Nobody really eats the quesalupa and is like, ah, it's okay. I'm in the hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought this was going a completely different situation.
No, I know.
Way.
Which is why I dropped that bomb on you.
Wow. You just blew my mind.
I hate the quesalupa.
What is it about it that you hate?
I hate the deep fried quesadilla.
Really?
Because it kills the flavor of the cheese in there.
That's bizarre. I'd figure that since, I mean, every other form of fried cheese is a delight.
And this one's not. It's got that, it's got like a crust on it, like that.
Ew.
It's fucking, it's terrible.
That's gross.
Well, like the
anytime
the shell,
you say cheese and crust
yeah,
on it, I'm just like,
becomes like a crust. It's terrible.
That's horrifying. I'll
tell you what they had was the quesarito. Now, I'm not going to go into the fucking anatomy of this like I horribly described the quesalupa.
I wish you would.
But it's basically a burrito wrapped in a quesadilla.
Okay, that sounds like something I could get behind.
That was delicious.
Absolutely. Is that gone
delicious.
Now?
It's gone now.
Taco Bell, what the hell are you
doing?
That's
what they do. I guess it's to create demand. They took a page out of the McRib playbook. You can't just keep that thing around because people will start to realize
it's not good.
That it's not even meat. It's not, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what they're doing. But again, I go back to that Santa Fe Gordita. By far, best thing that's ever been on the Taco Bell menu. They got rid of it in like 1999, 2000.
Are you sure you want to take this hard a stance on something as controversial as Taco Bell?
You know me.
I know.
If I don't have my principles, what do I have?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Literally zip.
Exactly. If you can't stand by your favorite Taco Bell item, you're not a fucking man. Put it that way. Unless you don't have a favorite Taco
Bell.
Okay,
guys, I say I feel weird.
Yeah, I know.
I feel empty inside.
No, I
understand. More so than usual.
Although I have to tell you, my brother doesn't like Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah. That's... My own flesh and blood. He doesn't like Taco Bell.
Like, do you talk to him anymore?
I do.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I do. I do. He's my, you know, he's my big brother.
That's bizarre.
It's weird. It's like seeing, you know, it's like seeing one of your heroes at their weakest moment. You know, when he told me he doesn't like Taco Bell, it was like the cape fell from his back. Seriously, it was so sad.
When did you find that out?
Honestly, I've found it out a couple of times because I keep blocking it out.
The way one does with traumatic events.
Matter of fact, it was like a couple of weeks ago. I happened to be off from work, and he was home too. I was having some work done at my house, so I couldn't leave. And I said to him, you know, you want to have lunch? I'm like, I can't leave, but, you know, you want to pick something up or we can get something delivered. And, of course, I said, why don't you pick up some Taco Bell? He's like, I don't eat Taco Bell. I'm like, why don't you stay the fuck home? Don't even come over for lunch. But I took it back. We had food from the deli. It was good.
All right.
But I went back later and got Taco Bell.
I wish they could see this. It's audio, so you can't. But the disappointment in your eyes, you're saying you had deli. It was like you just watched someone get murdered.
You know that feeling.
I do.
You're in the mood for something. You end up with something else. You know what I end up doing a lot?
What?
Incidentally, have you ever seen, you have a drink in your hand, mm-hmm. and there's like another drink on the shelf in the fridge or whatever it is, and you're looking at that drink, you take a drink of your own, and it tastes disgusting because it doesn't taste like that?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yep, me too.
Like, I'll see a bottle of ginger ale, and I'll have a glass of water, and I drink the water, and I'm like, what the hell? And then I was like, oh, shit, because it's water.
Anytime you're thinking you're drinking something that's, and it ends up being water, it's a disappointment.
I know. It's terrible.
It's the tofu of liquids. Terrible, it's terrible horrifying.
Feeling. So, disappointing food stories behind, and it's we gotta switch modes here because it's tearing apart families, it's ending friendships and blossoming podcasts. We gotta get the fuck off of Taco Bell. I feel like this is my Donald Trump. You know, this is my immigration laws right here. The fucking...
I will make Mexico build me a wall of quesadillas.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they were.
It's quesalupa.
Quesalupa.
And although the quesadito might be... The quesadita would be good.
So I just gave Taco Bell an idea.
Yeah. Why make the chalupa, which is the most disgusting thing you have on the menu? Make the gordita, which is delicious. I guess it's too close to the burrito.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, you're going to have to because you don't eat Taco Bell, which is fucking crazy.
To be fair, it has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that I have Irish tummy, and anything more than like boiled beef will destroy me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, if you don't want to see me for like a month and a half, that's fine. I'll eat Taco Bell with you. And then I will just
I can't go that long. What about you? You love Taco Bell? All right, that's good. I want it right now. Our producer Dave wants Taco Bell right now. He loves it, which is good.
He's actually looking at us like, just shut the hell up and let's go get Taco Bell.
Yeah, he really went wide-eyed when I asked him if he likes Taco Bell.
Real weird thing, his pants fell off too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't hear it because he's not mic'd, but just went whoomp.
Honestly, it's one of those times where you're really losing out that this is not streamed or televised. You're really missing out on this scene now.
It's an impressive situation.
Guy's got a little bit of a quesalupa going on. So went out to grab a bite to eat.
Yes.
And we got on the subject of time travel.
It's true.
And like, this is one of those questions. I don't remember who brought it up. Dave brought it up. To me, this is one of those questions, like when you start talking with your friends about, you know, if you found a genie, right, and you had mm-hmm. three wishes, what would it, you know, what would they be? And, of course, everybody's got their rules. Can't be more wishes. Can't be this and that. And we started talking about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And really the one rule was, well, I'm sorry, the rules, because there were more than one, where if you, it had to be a time period within your lifetime.
Yep.
Fair enough. And you had to go back to the time and live forward from that point forward.
True.
And really, did I miss anything?
No, other than that, it was standard Back to the Future rules.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I use butterfly effect rules.
Right. But
same thing, worst movie.
Well, I mean, Back to the Future 2 is recognized by Carl Sagan as the most accurate time travel movie of all time. So
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Haven't they ruled time travel impossible?
I think they tried to, but I don't believe. I mean, like, if you can tell me that science isn't right about one thing, I can assume that science isn't right about that.
Okay. I'll
I mean, the
that.
Minute they said that the Brontosaurus isn't real and Pluto's not a planet, I just said to hell with science
the
entirely.
The Brontosaurus? I thought it was the Triceratops. That's not real.
It might be both, but the Brontosaurus is definitely one of them.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. It was a real heartbreaking month for me.
Those are two staple dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They are two of the four main.
What are you going to tell me next? That the T-Rex's tiny little arms were just from the wrong dinosaur?
Oh, my God. I'd be so disappointed.
That's the moment when, as a society, just the entire planet has to commit suicide.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the end.
You might, honestly, at that point, I'm going to stop believing creationism. throw out your textbooks if they tell me that the T-Rex had, like, arms, you know, 6-7 feet long.
Yeah.
Easily, like, grab stuff and put it in its mouth. Unbelievable how terrible that dinosaur would be.
It's
frightening.
Yeah. No, it would be horrifying. And,
horrifying.
And you take away the struggle of the T-Rex.
But think about this. Think about this.
Yeah.
So they did say, and I didn't know about the Brontosaurus, but with the Triceratops, that they don't think that it was a dinosaur in itself, that it was a smaller version, that the Triceratops as we know it is just a smaller version of another dinosaur. And I don't remember which one, but whatever it is. So they're telling you that this dinosaur, again, in my opinion, one of the big four, right?
Yeah.
The big four. Brontosaurus. Everybody,
true.
Every kid knows what a Brontosaurus is.
Very much. T-Rex.
T-Rex, of course, mm-hmm. Right? The king of the dinosaurs. A Stegosaurus.
Yep.
Because it's one of the most easily identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
And your Triceratops.
Okay. Okay. I'd throw in a pterodactyl, or as one of my friends always called it, a petrodactyl.
You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You got to have your flyers
on
here.
The one flying dinosaur.
Yeah.
So those are your five big ones, and you're going to tell me that 40% of them are not real? Fuck you. Honestly, science, fuck you. That's terrible. And one out of nine planets isn't even a planet? Like, come on, man.
Like, here's my thing. We don't have, ow, that was my watch. That was painful. You don't have hoverboards. We
nope.
don't have jetpacks.
Nope.
We don't have flying cars.
Nope.
All we have are crushed childhood dreams and memories.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
fuck
really
you,
it.
Fuck you, science.
It's not that much different than it was when I was a kid.
No. It's really not. I mean, yeah, sure, I've got the sum total of all human knowledge in my pocket. But whatever. You know what? I use it mostly for, like, Angry Birds.
And you know what? That's true. That's a very inaccurate statement by me. What I should say is it's very different than I expected it to be when
yeah.
I was a kid. Like, I feel like if I was a kid and you told me, oh, you're going to have this device in your pocket that plays games and surfs the internet and takes pictures and stuff, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be that jazzed about it.
No.
I'd be like, big fucking deal. Like, where's, you know.
Where's a jetpack?
Yeah. Where's my George Jetson car?
Yeah. Where are my robots that are going to clean my room?
Yeah. What's the deal? Where's Rosie?
Yeah.
This is, you know, the future so far has been bullshit, man. It's been terrible. My shoes have laces on them. What the fuck? And what's
your nightmare?
Really, you have two alternatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can wear shoes without laces. I'm talking about just sneakers.
Right.
Okay, because there's always slip-on shoes and stuff. But you're talking about slip-on sneakers.
Yeah.
Which only works if you're a middle-aged nurse. And your other alternative, sorry to all you middle-aged nurses out there, but seriously, who else wears fucking slip-on sneakers?
Besides you guys and librarians, probably.
Yeah. I love nurses, though.
Oh, me too. I have the utmost respect for anybody in the healthcare industry.
Yeah, I have to preface that because you do bring up librarians, which we all know is a hot button topic here at Nearly Coherent.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Librarians, if you want to look up information on Google about, like, you know, what the hell's the Dewey Decimal System, that's just as useful as a librarian. If you Google hey, my nose is runny, you have cancer probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Google is completely useless compared to a nurse.
And nurses work hard, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Nurses work hard. You know, I've been in labor and delivery and maternity wards twice, and I got to tell you, that is a thankless job.
Absolutely.
But I digress from the nurses because we're talking about time travel here somehow.
Well, we're talking about shoes now.
Well, right. But this has to do with shoes and time travel.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
So you have
hitting me.
Slip-on sneakers.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And Velcro.
Which is dope, but I hardly ever see it on grown-up shoes.
And yeah, there's like four pairs that have Velcro, and they're all insanely ugly.
Yeah.
They're insanely ugly.
Horrifying.
You know, they all look like shoes that people like foot problems wear, you know? Like they're all just atrocious.
Oh, you got hammer toe? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Oh, good old Clubfoot over here has got those Velcro joints on, you know? It's terrible. But that's like just one of the like great letdowns of the future so far.
Yeah. I still have to get on my own knees and tie my shoes.
Fuck that.
It's horrifying.
It's terrible, really. It's absolutely terrible.
This wasn't what we were promised.
No. Well, that's like, what was it? It was
just bored Davis with that conversation.
It's just this past year. Wake up, Dave. It's just this past year that they had the prototypes for the Nike
the laceless. The self-lacing shoes.
Yeah, the ones from
Back to the Future. Because this is the year.
And I just don't, like, I don't get it. Why is this so hard?
It makes no sense.
Put something out.
Yeah. It can't be that difficult.
It's nowhere close to the technology you need for a hoverboard.
No. And here's the thing. I mean, I'm not an engineer.
Right.
No, I'm.
It's true. True story.
I have no mechanical engineering ability whatsoever.
None.
But I have to assume that if I can build things with Legos that spin, I could create some form of self-lacing.
I would think so, right?
Like, I don't understand what the problem is here.
I guess I feel like it's not that hard of a problem to solve.
No. Although now that I'm thinking about it, untying the laces might be a little bit more difficult.
Why?
Because you got to uncinch them. Then you're going to have to still do some form of movement.
That. Put it in an app. Bluetooth sneakers with an app right on your watch there. Just boom, untie your shit and step right out of them.
Well, it's an Apple Watch. It'd be more like, boop, wait. Couple minutes and then it would go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we make our own watch. Not we.
Yeah.
Maybe Nike has those Fit watches and
stuff. They don't anymore. They don't.
Son of a
bitch. I had one of those and then you know what killed it? The Apple Watch right
there. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hurtful. I love the fuel bands.
You know what? Honestly, I guess they get what they deserve. Because if that watch controlled a pair of sneakers,
yeah,
forget it. Game over.
Yeah, it'd be done.
Game over. And then, well, I know I said it's not as hard of a nut to crack as hoverboards.
That's true.
But these hoverboards.
What?
Wait. This in from the Nearly Coherent News Department. We have
there are skirts that have lights on them, like the way you'd put lights underneath a car in a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah,
that's what's going on right here.
And they're Bluetooth,
wow. So you can control them with your phone?
That's beautiful.
My goodness.
See, that's what I'm saying. And to me, that's not nearly as revolutionary as laceable sneakers.
No.
Auto-lacing sneakers.
No, although I got to say, especially in this picture, it looks more like this girl's got glowing nether regions.
I'm
not against it.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me as much as you'd think it would.
But I wish it was a different color other than this weird green that's going. Because that just to me is like, oh, you've got the vagina of the Hulk.
Yeah, we'll throw that picture up on our Twitter so that as you're listening along, you can go on there and you can see what we're talking about.
Yep. It's true. At Nearly Coherent, by the way, in case if you didn't pick that up from the first 500 times that I said it, like on the first episode.
501. Yeah. And let's face it, you probably didn't listen to the whole first episode.
We didn't.
Still haven't. Dave's the only one who has.
Yeah, multiple times.
And we thank you for it. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about, which is time travel. And I'll digress because I was going to
say he took the picture of the girl with the glowing skirt away.
He did. Well, you got to focus up. We still got some time here.
That's true.
I was going to talk a little bit about this poor excuse for hoverboards with the two wheels.
Oh,
they have
my
now.
God, the worst.
I hate that they call it that. It's not hovering.
It's not hovering. It's not.
But I don't want to badmouth it too much because it has sent numerous people flying into walls and just crashing to the floor, which has been hilarious.
It really is. I hope that it starts winnowing down just the people that should have won Darwin Awards for years.
Yes.
Yeah, because that seems to be the sort of people that are like, yay, hoverboards.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not so much having them. It's calling it a hoverboard.
Yeah.
You clearly don't know what a hoverboard is.
No.
If you're calling it that.
No.
You know?
I got super excited because the first time I heard about it was when Wiz Khalifa was riding one in, I think it was the LAX, and he was talking about everybody's going to have these. It's like, a hoverboard? What? This is going to be the greatest thing ever. And it's got wheels.
It's on wheels.
It's a Segway without... Yeah. You just took your scooter and turned it into a skateboard, except it was a Segway into this
That's
bullshit.
Exactly what it is. It's a Segway skateboard.
No. Not about it.
Not at all.
No.
All right. So, time travel.
Yeah.
The rules are, I'm going to recap them again for you. You have to go back to a time within your life.
Uh-huh.
Standard Back to the Future / Butterfly Effect rules apply.
Okay.
And whatever point you go back to, you have to live it out. That's it. You're changing the course of your life. You cannot go back. The changes that you make, you have to deal with whatever ripples they may cause.
Okay.
So, what point do you go back to?
I would go back to 1998.
1998.
Yep. Sophomore in high school.
Okay.
That's when just I went completely just way off the rails. That was when I can point out the part where I... totally started misreading social cues.
Oof.
Not in a bad way. I wasn't like, you know, awkward, gangly nerd guy.
Yeah, okay.
I was just normal nerd guy. But, you know, I had friends. I was, you know, I was entertaining. But I also know that was when I stopped really paying attention in class. Probably could have gotten a little bit better off in the grades department.
Okay, fair enough.
If I wasn't a giant, what's that thing, shithead? That's the one.
Yeah, that's been a problem for me for a while, too.
Can you go invest in some stuff, like you were saying during dinner, get some Apple stock.
Right.
And then from there, I could choose a different college. I could choose or maybe not even go to college because I'll invest in Apple. And I'll know by 2007. Just skip my whole stupid like 6 months of being away at school and then 8 years of not actually attending classes and still paying for the privilege and just work. And then wait till iPhone comes out and just be like, I'm a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
Peace.
No. And you know what? I forgot to mention, and this may be assumed, but we discussed this. When you go back, you still have full knowledge of what happens in the world at large.
Right.
What you don't know is necessarily how you might change those things.
Yeah, you remember the future that you came from, but you don't know what affects your gonna have.
So I haven't determined the exact time, but I'm thinking I'm probably going a couple years before that. Now we're the same age.
Yep.
So I was also sophomore in high school in 1998. But I feel like the damage was done by then, you know? So I think I may go back even a little bit deeper. Maybe take myself back to like fifth grade or so, because I just feel like with the knowledge that I have now, I would be straight up killing it as a fifth grader, because I feel like I'm definitely smarter than my fifth grade teacher. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine sitting in class knowing more than your fifth grade teacher?
I can't imagine that as every computer science class I had in college, but
which
it would be in fifth grade.
But it'd be in fifth grade, you know. God forbid this lady says something wrong about Lewis and Clark. I'm going to nail her ass with the facts, you know?
See, I think my biggest problem with that, though, would be I don't remember shit about anything that was important back then.
You know what, though? But you know what you need to know. You go and research it because, again, you have the wisdom of a 33-year-old man.
Yeah.
Back in
you're using wisdom very liberally when it comes to me.
Okay. Foresight?
All right. I suppose.
Right?
Yeah.
Or is it hindsight?
No, hindsight's when you're looking back.
So it's hindsight now.
It's hindsight now.
You go back in time
and
it's foresight. Yeah. Okay. So you have the foresight that a 33-year-old man would have as hindsight.
Right.
In the body of a, what is fifth grade, a 9-year-old?
Something like that.
Oh.
You're the one with children.
I don't even know. Maybe a 10-year-old?
Could be.
Yeah, so it's a 9 or a 10-year-old, somewhere along the lines of that.
Yeah.
I'd be killing it in fifth grade.
It's true,
right?
So I would be crushing it in fifth grade.
But here's
starting right now.
So here's my thing, though.
If I Billy Madison to this,
yeah. Oh my god, it'd be sweet. If I go back there with a full beard and a bald head, sitting in a fifth grade class that I don't even come close to fitting in the desk. But what I would do is I would really try to keep things in check, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't want my life to turn out much differently than it is, except that I would love to be rich and not have to work.
Right.
So I would probably go back. I would probably keep it pretty, pretty low key.
Mm-hmm.
I would do some investing here and there so I could start amassing my fortune kind of like in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Or Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We invested in Yahoo.
Yep.
Beautiful. That movie was great.
That is a great movie.
Great movie.
I do love that movie so much.
But I would definitely go back and do some low-key investing.
Yeah.
Get my fortune up a little bit, you know?
I'd recommend not doing it in Yahoo, though.
Oh, but you know what? That might be one that you build up. And you sell off. Because here's the thing. You buy a massive amount of Apple stock.
It's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I would do. After the splits and the splits and the splits, you're now a major investor in Apple.
Yeah.
How do you know that you don't alter the course of that company? And I don't necessarily mean you. I mean you as in like, you know, the public.
Right.
Listeners at large. A lot of people are not going to realize. So what you need to do is you need to diversify your portfolio in this time travel, right?
I think diversifying your portfolio is a good investment idea for life.
It is.
I say that as somebody who has literally zero financial advisory knowledge whatsoever.
But he's not wrong. Diversify your portfolio is good tip from your friends here at Nearly Coherent. So what you need to do is, you know, you need to keep it low-key again. I don't want to be the CEO of Google because that's not what it was meant to be.
No.
You know? That seems like a lot of goddamn
work. You have to work really hard for that.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I don't want
any of that.
No.
You know? And say if I owned too much of Apple.
Yeah.
Maybe Steve Jobs doesn't have the drive that he has to come up with the things he came up with. Because he's not going to be, you know, he's not going to necessarily be making the bank off of it. Maybe not even necessarily getting the credit for it. So I don't want to change. I'm telling you. Butterfly effect right
there.
It's true. Ripples.
It's true. It would kill me if I didn't have an iPhone and I was the reason that happened.
See? And you would know that you were the reason that happened because you knew the other course.
Yeah.
Terrible. So you keep it low key, right?
Okay.
I would really, really try to do a lot of the things the same. I think I would just try to do it with a lot less food, right? Just eat a lot less. Eat a lot less and maybe take a walk around the block every once in a while instead of, you know, sitting at home watching TBS. You know, I think that would be a good idea, and that would probably set me up pretty good for where I am right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, again, with that foresight, I would try to keep things, you know, as accurate as I could. I'd still ask out my wife when I asked her out.
Right.
I think I'd still go off to school and do all of that. I would try to make it all the same until the point that my kids were born. Once I had my kids and I knew, you know, because really that's been the biggest, those are all the big milestones that I'd want to keep in my life.
Right.
After that, fuck it. I'm going wild, son. I'm changing the course of the future. I might run for president. Who knows? I could probably win this presidential election.
You could. As a write-in,
I feel like everybody hates everybody in this election. I might be able to swoop in with that Google and Apple money and fucking steal this election. So who knows? But I would go buck wild after, you know, after my daughter was born.
Yeah.
Then both of my kids are here, ready to go. Boom. Start cashing stocks. Retire from my job. Be awesome.
It would be.
It'd be awesome.
You do realize you'd have to take care of me, though, too, right?
You got it.
All right, good.
Anything you need.
Not so much Dave.
I would pay him at least twice what we're paying him now.
Ah, $6 a year.
$6 a year. Don't spend that all in one place.
not as many burritos. Yeah, get yourself a quesarito.
You couldn't even get the meal. You just get the quesarito or quesalupa.
Sorry. Whatever it is.
You're murdering Taco Bell for me.
I'm sorry.
Killing me. So much so that I called it Taco Bell. What this has done to me is derailed so much that you don't eat Taco Bell. Just such a letdown.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Listen, everybody's got their thing.
To be fair, though, if this is the most I've disappointed you, you're pretty high up there on the not being let down field. Because I am.
That's, you know what? That's
true. I am
true.
Good. I am good at just letting people down hard.
And I really do. This is probably the most that you've disappointed me ever.
Yeah.
I don't take it lightly, though.
Oh, I don't.
Because I am disappointed. I'll get over it, but still.
Don't worry. This will haunt me for years. I'll bring it up like 6 years from now and just, you won't even remember it.
Oh, I will.
Will you?
It's Taco Bell.
That's true.
Taco Bell's played a huge part in my life, obviously. Although I tell you what, time travel, I might skip a couple trips. Might not go so much. Might order something off the Fresco menu. You know? Like, yeah, no, I don't need all that rice. Maybe some vegetables in there instead.
All right, let's not get crazy here. You know you wouldn't start adding vegetables. I wouldn't.
I would.
Would you?
Listen, man, I would do whatever I had to do to not have to go to like a special store to buy shirts, you know? Like, I would get there. I'd figure it out. If I had that foresight that was like, listen, you're going to have to pay $45 for a T-shirt because you have to buy Harbor Bay or whatever the fat man store is selling, I would absolutely be like, you know what? Let me get a salad. Let me get a salad today instead.
All right.
Every once in a while.
Every 6 to 8 meals.
Every 6 to 8 Taco Bell meals.
Okay. That's what I meant.
I'll tell you, late 90s, there was a lot of them. Taco Bell was big. My high school was like right there.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. You know, the Taco Bell over on Hempstead Turnpike.
It's going to be real good for the people that aren't from around here. The three of them that'll be listening to this.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. You guys know where it is, though.
Yeah, we do.
Google the Taco Bell in Bethpage on Hempstead Turnpike, everybody. My high school was about 3 blocks from there, and we would go often for lunch.
They're going to be really curious as to why there's a whole 2.5, 3 Google searches for that particular Taco Bell.
That shit's going to be trending. Yeah.
They did knock it down.
It's for renovations. It's coming back, I heard.
Yeah, but how long does it take to rebuild a Taco Bell?
Shit, they must have found some stuff. They must have found some stuff. That Taco Bell was built on an Indian burial ground or something. That would explain the magical hold it has over me, though.
I don't understand it for Taco Bell. I understand it for pizza or McDonald's, but not Taco Bell. I'll eat McDonald's all day. I might go home and eat more McDonald's after we just ate pizza. So
I'm not as big a McDonald's guy. I'm really not.
Remember that disappointment you felt towards me?
I know.
I'm feeling it towards you right now.
I'm doing it on purpose.
Hey, Dave, what's your feelings on McDonald's? You don't like McDonald's?
Two thumbs down. What do you like about McDonald's? What's your favorite?
My favorite meal?
Yes. What's your favorite single item?
I mean, let's just clear it out of the way. The fries are the greatest thing to ever happen.
Yeah, the fries are very hit and miss.
No, not if you do it right.
Okay. How?
Here's a pro tip for all you people out there. Tell them that you want your fries without salt, because then they have to fry you up a fresh batch, and then you add your own salt. This way you've gotten the hot, fresh fries.
I'm not doing it.
See, you're just being lazy now.
I'm not being lazy. I don't work at McDonald's. I'm not fucking preparing my own food.
To be fair, I've done it maybe 4 times because I'm too lazy to do it myself.
All right.
But I'm not liking Dave's attitude towards it, where he's sitting there giving me the jerk-off motion. Two dudes that he's cranking at. Wait, do you not jerk off with thumbs down? You don't know what you're missing.
It's the European grip double dude jerk-off motion that he's giving him.
That's true.
And the polite one. Thumbs up. Or in this case, down.
Yeah. That's less polite.
Yeah. It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Pinkies up. That's the polite one.
That's how you do it classy.
Sorry. So the fries are your number one.
Fries are my number one.
All right. Yeah, that's a mistake.
You're a mistake.
I have nothing. I have nothing to come back with that. The fries are my mom's favorite, though.
See, your mom's a wise move. I was going to say movie.
A wise moop. Yes, she is. She's been known to be a wise moop, the town moop. So, my mom loves the fries. It's the only fast food item that she likes, except for Taco Bell. My mom actually likes to eat Taco Bell.
Your mom is the best of both of us.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much. I think my favorite thing there is, oh, that's a tough one. I'll tell you what it is. The hot fudge sundae.
Chocolate kills me.
Oh, I know.
I'm allergic to it. The worst thing ever.
That's a shame.
Well, now that we've disappointed each other, you with me with Taco Bell and you with McDonald's, why don't we just have a really awkward car ride home?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And Dave, by the way, is going to be put in the trunk for giving me a double thumbs down at McDonald's.
Dave, I'll open up the hatch on the inside, give you a little breathing room. All right, well, I guess that's it for episode 3 of the Nearly Coherent Podcast.
Yeah.
Titling this episode, The Great Disappointment. There's been nothing but a letdown of each other. Learned a lot about each other today.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever talk again.
Well, it's been real.
It's been a good time. I'll see you next week, though.
Sounds good.
Except for when we're not talking. We'll just stare at each other silently.
I didn't say talk to you next week.
I'll see you.
See you next week.
Dead stares.
It's
going to
be a real quiet fucking podcast next week, fellas.
It's going to be like we're Dave.
It's going to be the all Dave podcast next week. Stay tuned.